This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world. From California IA, we have the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Cap.
Second time, how about it?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize two words, under God, our great country was formed. By the way, special shout out to Richard the Marine up there in Oregon. Semper Fi to you, Richard, as well as to LJ up there in Michigan. Hello, LJ. It's warmer down here than it is up there. I think. By the way, it's 70 degrees right now, Kyle, at the airport here in Tampa.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Yesterday morning it was 69.
Wow.
First time it got below 70 in months.
Yes.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it warmed up to 90 by the end of the day. All right. We've been talking a lot about the generals talking to the Senate committee yesterday, and that's all fine and dandy. We also talked about Barack Obama, how he is now torn into the Biden administration for their big problems on the border, saying that this open-door policy is not sustainable. Good for him. I'm glad somebody finally on the other side of the aisle had something to say about. By the way, also, Donald Trump, Kyle, is not backing down from his voter fraud claims as evidenced by the fiery weekend speech he gave in Perry, Georgia, a view that's shared by many of the Republican voters and denied by Democrats who call it all a big lie.
Well, right. And again, you know, it's interesting where we're at right now, Captain, following the election of 2020, the inauguration of Joe Biden, the start of a new presidential administration. And one would think that, you know, the election was going to sort of, fade in the grand sense. But it really hasn't, and where we keep finding out more and more about what was going on and so forth, it seems that President Trump's star continues to rise, at least at the very for the idea of having these rallies and speaking to the current events. I can't imagine what things would be like if Joe Biden actually did halfway a good job. We may not be seeing any of these things with Trump and so forth, but they have truly opened the door. And Trump is able to say, look, I told you so. And people aren't just saying, that's just something somebody's telling me. They're looking around and saying, yeah, he was right. He did tell us so.
Correct. And again, we've been telling everybody for the last week or two that all the polls out there now have it turned around for Donald Trump, that he would win easily. easily over either Joe Biden or Kamala Harris if the election were held today. Now, the question is it going to stay that way, or are they going to throw gasoline on top of a fire once again to try to go after him and do whatever? And the answer to that is, of course they are, but I don't think it's going to stick this time, because I don't believe people are going to believe the perpetrators of this stuff, knowing what happened the last time.
Well, right. And again, the proof's in the pudding. And you're right. They will try to go after Trump for something. But I don't think people will buy it, because things have changed. It's kind of like, you know, when something big is done, people said couldn't be done. Well, what Trump has done is he's exposed so much of the corruption. He's exposed so much of the, yeah, of the political process that there's no going back at this point. And people know, hey, wait a minute, we're living in a new era.
Yeah. Now, you run a business, correct?
Right.
I run a small business, too. Normally, the way small businesses work anyway, is when something costs you more to make your product or your service more expensive, you have to pass the cost along to the customer, because it's cutting in on your profit margin. And a lot of profit margins and a lot of the mom-and-pa type stores and whatnot are very low. So you've got to raise your cost whether you want to or not. Jen Psaki made one of those really ridiculous, stupid comments yesterday. She claims it's unfair and absurd for businesses to raise their prices if the Biden administration raises the corporate taxes.
I know.
What do you think is going to happen there, moron?
Well, of course.
Jeez.
I mean, honestly, do they really think that by saying stuff like that just from the podium at the White House that somehow everybody will simply say, yeah, okay, whatever. No,
well, she does.
Well, exactly. But this is the ultimate spin that is completely, I mean, it's so far out we can't get a radar fix on it, to say that it's unfair and absurd. And again, now what is she doing? Is she demonizing companies? Well, if these bad companies do, you know, raise their prices just because they have to pay more tax, well, that sounds to me, Captain, like she's trying to set up a demonization of companies that that make products, employ people, and do, we don't want to say capitalism, but, well, maybe that's part of it, I guess.
Well, she also said that 80% of the people support Biden's spending agenda. But when we come back, I'll tell you what the poll actually said about all of this, because it's not what that, it's not what Jen said. She's trying her best to spin things, but, you know, spin it if you want, but don't lie in the process. Callie McEnany told the truth, okay? She told the truth, and that's what I like about her. And, by the way, she's a Florida girl, too. Ha, ha, ha. How about that? All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. And, again, good morning, LJ.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kathy, for doing that for us. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Now, I keep it simple over here, okay? I could tell you to go buy this and go buy that and go buy this and go buy that. All you got to do is go to the website and take a look at all the stuff that he's got there that's marked down ridiculously low prices. Pillows, for example, right now, some of them start out at $19.99, the smaller pillows, but they're there, $19.99. Saves you a whole bunch of money. And the Giza sheets, you got a deal on them. The towels, got a deal on them. $39.99 for the towel set. I'll tell you what, that's marked down $60. So it doesn't, you can't save much more money than that. And all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code CAPTAIN to get those special prices. The promo code is CAPTAIN. Very simple. Now, if you don't want to order offline because, or online rather, because you're afraid something might happen, you can call them up. They have a phone. It's 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time, 800-641-5459. Call them up, MyPillow.com, and tell them what's on your mind. Place your order right there. Don't forget the promo code is always CAPTAIN. The promo code is CAPTAIN. And happy shopping. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, to finish this White House deal that Psaki had to say again, 80%, she said, supports Biden's spending agenda. But a real poll, an actual poll that came out yesterday, shows that only 36 of the voters support the Democrats' $3.5 trillion spending bill. Totally different story.
Completely. Completely. Well, are they the ones, Captain, that... I believe it's going to cost $0 to do
Well, they said it would cost $0.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as $0.
Right.
Yep. Now, the New York Governor Hochul is calling in the National Guard to replace the unvaccinated medical workers. Same thing was done in Indiana, and I believe it's coming somewhere else, too. So I guess this is how we get government health care, huh?
You know, that's what I was thinking about. Exactly. You know, this is like a back door. Now, they're saying they're bringing in medically trained National Guard to do this.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm.
But of course, what happens when, okay, because you're going to have a lot of demand for all kinds of different medical services, if the government now becomes the primary provider of that because the private sector employees have resigned or been fired for not wanting to take the vaccine, although many likely have already had COVID, and that's where the rub is, basically, and we're not addressing that issue in terms of immunity versus vaccination, then, yeah, that could be a real backdoor for government-run health care out of the, quote, emergency situation.
Yeah, well, the thing of it is when you take a look at all of this stuff, it's definitely coming at you. It's kind of like in your face, okay, coming at you. You can see what it is that's going on. But the one thing that we can't quite figure out, and I'm still trying to figure this out, our governor has ordered an investigation into whether or not Facebook violated Florida election law, and I don't know what it is they would have violated.
Well, the way it goes, I think, is this, and that is that they, you know, Facebook reviews the posts, and they say that it applies to all the different users. But what they're finding out, or at least I think it was reported, I think, in a Wall Street Journal article, some high-profile users, celebrities, politicians, and so forth, may not be subject to those review processes. They can post whatever they want, and it's not going to get fact-checked or taken down. You know, that's how this goes. So if they are, in the sense of what this complaint is about, if incumbent politicians were to have advantages and these kinds of things, then that would equate to essentially putting the thumb on the scale in state and local races. And I think that's what the governor's getting at.
Okay. Trouble overseas, Belarus. The leader there in Belarus says the United States is secretly building military bases in the Ukraine. We cannot allow this.
Interesting.
Belarus has been doing some drills lately with the Russian military.
Right. Well, again, you know, all this goes on in the sense of the larger geopolitical picture that's happening. And so we will see, I think, these major players do things. And whether or not they're building secret military bases remains to be seen.
Yeah. And Eric's chiming in the chat room saying, not all the military medically trained personnel in the military are nationally or even state certified. Doctors and nurses are one thing, but the other hands-on medical staffing is another thing. And I guess what these people are, they are technicians because they're administering the shots.
Right. And he goes on in the chat room to say, talk about the idea of maybe using the state of emergency to waive certain certifications. He's calling it sort of martial medical law. So that's a pretty good term.
They did what's her face in New York declared a state of emergency to bring in the National Guard. She did.
Right.
So I don't know what else is about there.
Yeah, so in other words, does this start us down a path, rather than solving the problem of vaccinations versus immunity, and so we have some sort of way of dealing with COVID-19 and those who've had it, those who haven't had it, what does it mean to be vaccinated, what does it mean to have immunity? Unless we deal with that problem, then this becomes a patchwork of all this other stuff that are we going to be able to unwind? Meanwhile, people are out of a job. I mean, this is no good on all levels.
By the way, a couple things pertain to the kids and COVID. Little Dr. Fauci yesterday said boosters are certainly needed, but we don't need all of them tomorrow.
Right. That's right. Well, I think the jury's still out on whether or not everybody would need a booster. Certainly the politicians and the Democrat Party elite and the White House would think that, well, we're just going to set up the boosters and start them tomorrow. But we still got a ways to go on that. But, again, is this politics or is this science?
Yeah, and by the way, one of the hospitals yesterday, one of the systems yesterday, There was in North Carolina. It is the Novant Health System. They had 375 people that they were going to suspend, but they've had to fire 175 who said there's no way in the world they're going to get a vaccine. So they fired 175 of those people. This affects the largest hospital being in the Winston-Salem, North Carolina market. That's not going to be good there.
Well, no, but this can spread. And the services, of course, will be significantly curtailed, even at a time, Captain, when we understand when there's too many ICU beds being taken up at one particular time, then what happens if someone has a cardiac issue or somebody has, you know, comes into the hospital and so forth. I can't imagine now if you just have so many of the actual hospital workers gone.
Yeah.
How do you help people that really need it?
Yeah, New York State, we're hearing about upstate New York in Erie County, the medical center in Buffalo there, has suspended elective inpatient surgeries and stopped accepting intensive care patients from other hospitals over the mandate until it's over and done with. So that's what's going on there. So that's getting interesting. Indiana, in the meantime, the Indiana University Health has said that they're activating the National Guard there. That's another area because of the problem that they have there. They've laid off 125 people in a very large hospital there in Indianapolis. So that's another area we have to look at.
Well, exactly. And, you know, I can't imagine, you know, throughout the shutdown as well, Captain, The people wouldn't go in for regular testing, routine checkups, these kinds of things, and so things like cancers and other ailments are going undetected, perhaps until they're too late. And I can't imagine that this is only going to exacerbate that terrible.
Oh, and by the way, something interesting. The President of the United States is ignoring the order by the Supreme Court to send the people back to Mexico. The Supreme Court ordered and said that we had to take the people that were coming in, not let them in, but send them back to Mexico. Biden has ignored all that. Would that not put him in contempt of court?
Well, one would think, now they'll spin the yarn of, well, so our legal experts think that that's right, this is maybe another situation where they're just going to do stuff until it really hits the fan and they have to stop doing it. But they want to do as much as they can in the meantime. And they have flaunted this on several occasions now.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll see what happens. I'll be right back with more. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, will be right back. We got plenty more coming your way on a Wednesday. Don't go anywhere.
Professor of Politics, there's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there. Flash after.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top military commanders appearing before a U.S. Senate panel and answering some tough questions about the pullout of American troops from Afghanistan recently. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley saying afterwards that Defense Chief Lloyd Austin would not admit that Americans have been left behind there.
But he said that. He's under oath. And he actually said that. You know what? It's a Joe Biden talking point. I mean, Joe Biden's White House has said that, oh, we didn't actually leave Americans behind. Guess what? We're not in Afghanistan. The American civilians still are.
Some of the officials testified that they had advised the president to leave at least 2,500 U.S. troops in Afghanistan, but he chose not to do so. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki on that.
Secretary Austin specifically said, if you stayed there at a forced posture of 2,500, certainly you'd be in a fight with the Taliban and you'd have to reinforce.
This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Mark. And Mark, of course, is on the air on the weekend with the Monster Cast Sunday nights, Armed American Radio. Starts at 8 o'clock live across the country. Check your local radio stations to find out if and when they play it there. By the way, he's on many of the same stations I'm talking on right now, so there you go. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is one of those companies that's been saving people money on their insurance for more than 75 years, and they currently happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 22 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, the Geico office nearest you can help you find coverage for almost anything you own, or you can get that done right online. You can get price quotes right off the website, geico.com. They'll offer you coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. They'll do all of that. But the best way to do it and to save the most money is to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance or condo insurance policy together along with your auto policy, and you will save a boatload of money, believe me. And it's the best way to do it. And I've been doing it with Geico for going on 18 years right now, and they are the best at what they do. Now, going to bring Kyle Warren into the mix. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We heard from Fred.
Okay.
And Fred down in Fort Lauderdale. And he says, Captain, this is a loser in a campaign. We know the issues, but it's water under the bridge. Just Trump is using the dog whistle for the Democrats in the media. We'll do better with DeSantis. He's talking about running for governor, or I'm running for president, and Trump's claiming of the stolen election back in 2020. Well, it's a known fact, and the numbers are out there, and we proved just by what was there from Arizona that he got screwed, blued, and tattooed.
Right, right.
Yeah. And by the way, we are, Fred is also chiming in another way. You ready?
Yeah.
I heard that they will resort to drive-by blow-dart vaccinations.
Yeah, and I'm sure the Biden administration would find a constitutional basis for that.
Well, that's one way to have the Africans get a job, right?
Well, you know, the thing is that, you know, it's really mind-boggling how Joe Biden has not been able to make the case. And I think for vaccination, I think they've given up on changing hearts and minds completely. And but at the same time, Captain, I do think that there are those in the Democrat Party elite who are more than happy to see the division and the fact that people are at each other's throats, that families get divided, friendships get divided, all over this whole subject of vaccination. And to them, I think it plays into a larger idea of creating chaos.
Well, the little Dr. Fauci fan club, Jeff, is not up yet, or we would have already heard something, because we are going to mention little Dr. Fauci again. As I started to say, he said, boosters are certainly needed, but we don't need it all done tomorrow. Now, the Pfizer vaccine for kids, we found out yesterday, may not be available until November, so that's not going to happen anytime soon either.
Well, right, yeah.
And the word is may not.
Right, and the boosters themselves, that's going to be a function of the efficacy or how long these vaccinations seem to be really effective. And if they start declining, then that's going to drive the idea of the booster. But of course, the one got approved for people over 65. That's why Biden made a big deal out of going and getting a third shot.
Now, we made a comment yesterday about Dog the Bounty Hunter, who, for all I know, could be listening to us right now, because he said documents confirm Dog the Bounty Hunter, his hunch about Brian Laundrie's camping trip after the after Gabby vanished, and he was over at the campsite where she had been reported, or where he had been reported, seen at one time, but the parents went camping. And he went there and said he's been here.
Right. This is a campsite about 75 miles north of their home in Northport. So
it's on Fort DeSoto Island.
Yeah, and there may be, it looks like there's some record
which is Pinellas County, by the way.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like there's some record of his mother, Laundrie's mother, checking in at this campsite. So the question becomes, did they go camping with him, and then where did he go, if he went somewhere from there, or in other words, where did they all separate in all of this? Why did they declare him missing so many days after he evidently went missing? I mean, it just gets weirder and
weirder.
Well,
here's what I heard. According to Dog the Bounty Hunter, three people went into the campground, two came out.
Right. Right. And so if they separated, then where did he go from there?
Yeah.
Did he get in somebody else's car? What happened?
Yeah. Now, Florida is currently suing the Biden administration over its immigration policy.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Well, that's one of the ways to try to go about this kind of thing. Unfortunately, it's going to take time, I'm sure.
Well, anything with court involves.
Well, of course. Well, I think the idea is that their main premise, if I'm correct, is that that you know they're putting so many immigrants into Florida, and this is I think part and parcel of the complaint.
Now, Janet Yellen, who's the Secretary of the Treasury, right?
Mm-hmm.
Warns that any kind of delay in raising the debt limit will slow down the economy.
Well, very possible. But
what will the debt limit do in general to the economy anyway?
Well, right. Well, I mean, at this point, you know, you remember 30, 40 years ago, they were talking about the deficit, and now it's like, what does it matter? I mean, we've gone to so many trillions of dollars. Mm-hmm. It literally, I think there's a desensitization that is there, because we've heard it so much, but we are now hitting, literally going to hit the tipping point on this thing. You know, these Democrat politicians want to scare you about climate change. Well, the debt is actually pretty scary, and they don't really want to talk about that because they think they get votes if they continue to say how much they're going to keep spending.
Now, I was at my doctor's office yesterday for my routine thing with my leg, and we got to talking about the shots and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff, and the boosters, et cetera, et cetera. And they are under the impression there at the doctor's office that what the CDC is going to do and the FDA is have this to be just like the flu shot every year you get a COVID shot.
That could very well be. Because, again, I think the scientists don't really know exactly what this thing is going to do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, and because this came, it appears to have come from a lab, it doesn't look like it's a natural thing. And where has it been hiding for 5,000 years? Or nobody knows. But this is something that, yeah, could just become a part of our regular routine because COVID-19 is so different. It's raced around the world, and it's going to be with us for a very long time.
And it's also been mentioned that possibly the vaccine mandates are what's driving the vaccine hesitancy, why people are afraid to go get one, because there's been a sharp shift upwards in the intensity of the rhetoric in opposition to the anti-COVID vaccines from the grassroots since the Biden administration started advocating various forms of government mandates.
Well, that's right. That's right. Just like the other day with the president's mandate about businesses of 100 or more people, they have to institute this policy. People don't like being put into a corner or coerced. And again, I think the Joe Biden administration has just given up on the hearts and minds. They've given up on trying to, you know, bring people into a fold, but they've actually are now working actively to divide people. And that's just not the right thing to do.
Right. Well, you know, our society is built upon many millions of people doing individual making family decisions rather than have somebody say, well, you got to do this, you got to do that. And many people decided to get the vaccine simply not because the government told them, but because they did research on it and they realized that, yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Well, right. And as an addition to that, too, we were all given the impression that the vaccine equals normal life.
Yep.
And so a lot of people went out and they got the vaccine for the reasons that you described as well, I think a combo, and then suddenly here comes Dr. Fauci, you know, in a figurative sense, nope, sorry, no normal life for anybody yet. We're still going to keep moving these goalposts. And that has infuriated people. And the Biden administration, I think, believes they can keep the COVID thing going because they think it's politically good for them. I mean, that's a terrible thing, but I think that's what they're doing.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, I hear the music coming up in my ear, so hold on. Folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we take a look at the roads again. Because we are going to do just that, and there's some snow out in the mountains in the northwest. You guys headed out to Seattle or Portland, going up over the Rockies up there in the northern part of the U.S. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Don and Donna, up there in Carrollton, Georgia. By the way, find out more about them by going to CowboyLogic.us. That's CowboyLogic.us. All right, coming up now, Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and it's brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Make sure you check them out and become a member of the Drivers Club. Get yourself points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy in the restaurant, and the supplies that you buy in the trucker's store. Okay, here we go from California, and this is the Whiskey A Go-Go Club years ago, the most famous club in America. Well, I'll tell you what, Kyle. That's Johnny Rivers back in the day.
Yep.
Whiskey a go go. And, Wolfman Jack used to be out there. Remember him there? Hi there, kids. I'm playing all this kind of stuff there. Wolfman Jack, here, come on.
Oh, yeah, Wolfman Jack. Now, I remember Wolfman Jack on the Midnight Special.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. I remember that show.
Yeah, and he also did, the Midnight Special, that was on NBC.
Think so, yeah.
Yeah, it was on NBC. I remember that. And he had all kinds of action entertainment. Okay, let's get started. What's going on out west?
All right, folks, out west tonight we're watching Seattle and Portland. They're still slated for rain. Looks like Portland rain on Thursday this week, but Seattle rain on Thursday and Friday. Also be careful up in the a little bit higher elevations, 5,500 feet or so and above. You may be running into some snow as you're traveling. We've also got some freeze warnings to tell you about, one in central Oregon near Bend, also freeze warning in southern Oregon. This is going to be near Klamath Falls and Lakeview along Highway 395, just to the west of that, a frost advisory near Medford, freeze warning in the just the upper part of northern California, just south of the Oregon border tonight. Also frost advisory in the Eureka area, wind advisory brewing north of Los Angeles, especially if you're on the 101 freeway near Santa Barbara, and a freeze warning also near Idaho Falls, Pocatello, Idaho, as well as Burley. And again, these are going to be mostly in the overnight hours, as it looks like their temperatures will be more in the 60s or so during the daytime.
Okay, well, weather-wise, coming east, we've got some unsettled weather east of Rapid City, which could develop into some wind and some rain later. But down in the central part of Kansas, we do have some rain. We've had some flood watches and warnings in that area. We've also got in the Houston area right now, we've got some rain down there. And it looks like the possibility of some flood watches. San Antonio, we've got quite an area of water in there where we've had rain, and a flood warning is in all around the San Antonio area at the moment, especially south of San Antonio. We do have some rain. We'll have some storms kicking in today, starting in Tennessee, eastern Kentucky, mountains of West Virginia, also in Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and more than likely Georgia, too, as some rain moves across the middle Atlantic states. Now, the big problem, and we got to keep our eyes on this for a few days, because we don't know what's going to happen here yet. Hurricane Sam is once again a major hurricane, 140 mile an hour winds, as it starts to move north. Now, so far, there's no land going to be affected by this, but these big hurricanes do strange things sometimes. So you got to be advised of the fact that there is a hurricane out there in the Atlantic, but behind it, down below, lower than Sam was, which means these storms are going to stay down below in the track. That's what they look like to come across the Caribbean. We've got two tropical disturbances. One of them has a 90% chance of forming over the next 48 hours. And that's catching up to the one in front of it that looks like it's got a 50% chance of forming over the next 48 hours. So my thought is, Kyle, if these two storms catch up to each other, we could have something extremely interesting.
That's exactly right. And there's still a ways out, but if that combo occurs, then that would certainly be a very strong storm. Could do a lot of damage if it came close to the United States.
Yeah, it would not be the first time that happened. And then, of course, out there, way off the coast of the United States, but out there in the Atlantic, moving towards Europe right now, we've got a situation there where a 10% chance on whatever it is that's out there, and I don't think it'll be much of anything.
No, doesn't look like it.
All right, tell us how you hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and go to his website, KyleWarrenShow.com, to find out more. All right, calling us right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, want to see if you're awake. The thing of it is we are going to get into the generals and what they had to say, but that's not where I'm going to start. Did you happen to see Governor Kristi Noem's town hall meeting last night?
No.
I think it was a prelude of things to come, possibly running for president and or maybe even vice president. But she came out there and on Newsmax, and she really hit it hard with a lot of ideas and suggestions and what worked in South Dakota and all that sort of stuff, and it made perfect sense.
Okay.
So
good.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that there should be more of this for the people that might be talked about as being possibly a presidential candidate or vice presidential, as the case might be.
All right.
All right, good. I'm glad you agree with that, because she is a woman, and unlike Hillary or unlike Kamala, this woman can get the job done. She is a governor.
Well, look, you know, conservatives have an opportunity to truly expose and discuss a representative government and how we need to make some big, huge corrections. And I think that you're going to see a lot of Christy Gnomes coming out there going into the midterms, and rightly so. We've become so sideways here in, you know, the last several years, like the last decade, and certainly got much worse in the last eight or nine months, that it's really, we're at a point where you have to take a stand, and you have to take an aggressive stand. So I think we're going to see a lot more of the Christy Gnomes.
Okay, real quick question, because we're going to be going to break. Why would we want to raise the taxes if the Biden agenda has a zero cost?
They absolutely don't understand finance. They don't understand business. These people have been in government forever, and the only way that they make any kind of decisions is on poll testing, results.
Yeah.
So,
and they can't balance their own checkbook.
Well, it's not when you're $38 trillion or $30 trillion in debt.
You bet. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, too. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to talk about, and Kathy is going to take us to break and give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.